Marcella has something to share with us about kind of those moments of happiness when we have to kind of have that aha moment to connect back to being joyful in the midst of the coronavirus. Marcella, share with us your story.
Hi, Tim Marie. So glad that you're on a daily basis now. We always listen to you on Sunday. But yeah, my family, well, not my family. I always wanted to pray the rosary with my family. And I just never found the right time. We were always just always busy with, you know, piano and ballet and school and everything. And during this quarantine, we've been able to pray the rosary pretty much on a daily basis. And I'm grateful. I think it's a blessing. It's been a blessing for all of us, my two kids and my husband and I. And it's just one of the fruits of this quarantine, I think, that God has allowed in my family. And I'm just very grateful for that. I wanted to share that.
Thank you so much for sharing with us that testimony, because, you know, we take for granted the opportunity to have just a little extra time to be able to pray with our Lord, to be able to pray with our friends and family around us. And sometimes in the daily busyness of life, we don't have those opportunities to connect to God in the same way. And so maybe one of those great lessons is we need to take the time. We need to be intentional about that time. I know even my husband and I also try to pray the daily rosary together. And before the quarantine, it was maybe, you know, 5 or so days a week that we were able to sit down and pray the rosary together. Now, because we've been both intentional about it and it's been maybe a little easier because we've been home all the time, we've been able to make that happen regularly, day to day.